Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. We just give God praise and glory on today. I give God reverence, who is my life, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God on today for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on today. We're going to get ready. This is our Sunday afternoon worship service. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order now. We're going to have a short devotion, our devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And we're going to go on into our testimony service. So we're just going to give God praise and worship on today. We just thank him today.
I need you every day, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all of my fears. They looked unto him and were enlightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lion do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. I have just read you from Psalm 34, from the first verse to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, asking you, God, to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come today just confessing and repenting and confessing and repenting. And we're asking you, God, to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just ask you now to search our hearts, search our minds. If anything in there that should not be, we ask you to remove it right now. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind. Father, we just come now asking you to anoint our services today. Bind up the strong man. Father, you say if we bind it here, it's already bound there. If we loose it here, it's already loose there. We asking you to bind up the strong man, bind up every demonic force in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock. Burn them up and bind them up and cast them out. Command them to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, don't let them touch this anointing, this broadcast in the name of Jesus. Bind them up from our lives in the name of Jesus. Bind them up from our family lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we call on you today, and we just ask you now to be in the midst. Shift our worship service on today, God, in the name of Jesus. I don't know who going to come to the radio broadcast, and Father, you know I'm just looking for you. I look to the hills, which cometh my help. All of my help come from you. So, Lord, I just thank you right now for what you're doing and what you're about to do. I thank you for your word. I thank you for this word of God. I thank you today for your anointing. I thank you for the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Lord. I'm asking you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on this radio broadcast on today. Father, I just give you praise and I give you glory. And I thank you, Lord. I just thank you for waking us up this morning, waking me up and starting me on my way. I just thank you today. I thank you, Lord, for blessing this our worship service on today. Father, I give you all the praise. We give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Now we're going to get ready to go right into our testimony and service. We're going to have just a little song, and then we're going to testify a little bit, and we're just going to go forward. Amen, amen. I just want to thank God today. God is a healer. God is a healer. I'm telling you, I know for myself because he healed me. So let me let you know that he is a healer. I just give reverence to God who is the head of my life. He is a healer. He's a sustainer. He's our shepherd. He's my shepherd. And I shall not want. I thank and praise God that I'm in God. I'm just so grateful today for the things that he do for us. I give God praise on today, and I give him glory on today. I magnify his holy name today. I just thank God. I thank God for an opportunity to be on the radio broadcast. I give God praise, and I give him glory. I give him praise,
and I give God glory. I just can't sometimes, I can't stop praising his name. It's always about God and not about us. It's always about him and not about me. And I thank God that he is the one that provides. He is the one that seals through things. He is the one that heals us. He is the one that protects us. He is the one that leads us. I just thank God on today that if it had not been for him, if it had not been for the Lord who is on my side, where would I be today? I don't know, but I thank God that he always do what he do for us. I give God glory and I give him praise on today. And that's why every chance I get, I try to testify, because I know that God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised all the time. He's worthy to be praised, not just one time, but every chance we get, every time we think about that he woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind with all the activities of our limbs. They didn't have to take us to the crazy house. We are not walking on crutches. I just thank God on today. He is a mighty, mighty, mighty good God. God is a good God. And I just thank him on today. I praise him today. I give God glory today. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give him praise. And I can't stop praising him, because he's been just that good. Every time I think about all that he's done for me, every time I think about that I could have been in a burning hell, every time I think about that I could have been dead years ago, I just know that God is good. I just get to thanking and praising him, because I could have been dead when I had the heart attack, but he saw fit to heal my body. I just thank God on today. I thank him today, and I don't take nothing he do for me for granted. God is such a good God, and I just thank him on today. I give him praise, and I give him glory today. I magnify his holy name. So this is my testimony. I can testify every day, every day, every day, and I do testify every day some kind of way, because God been good to me. Is there any more testimony? Thank you, God. Amen. Well, we're going to go right into our, sermon on today. Father, I ask you to bless now. Bless now, God. I ask you to minister to us today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise. Let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost will increase and minister to us on today. In Jesus' name I pray. Today we're going to be coming out of Psalms 89, verse 19 and 20. I'm going to read it for you. I started getting a little hoarse. I don't know what's going on here. But God is a good God, and I want y'all to stay close as you can to the Lord. I don't care what nobody say. It's not about us, but it's always about God. Verses 19 and 20. Then thou speakest in visions to thy Holy One, and said, I have laid help upon one that is mighty. I have exalted one, chosen one of the people. I have found David, my servant, who with my holy oil have I anointed him. Amen. We're going to be talking about chosen out of the people to be anointed, chosen from the people to be anointed. A vision is seeing with the spirit's eye and hearing with the spirit's ear. Sometimes we don't be asleep when we have visions, but we can see. God allow us to see. He allow us to see. what he wants us to see. It comes when one moves over from the natural to the supernatural. When you have a vision, you have moved from the natural to the supernatural. That's the only way you're going to have a vision and see what God wants you to see. From the physical to the spiritual. Sometimes the natural man is so trained and so brainwashed by the influence of his environment and what he has read or been taught that it is nearly impossible for him to hear what the Lord is trying to say to him, because it's this everyday thing, this worldly thing. You know, you got this going on and you got that going on, and God is always trying to talk to us. He's always trying to get a point and tell us something that we need to know for our own good, the both, sometimes because we're trained to get up, take our shower, eat, you know, and go out to work. And then at work, we start doing work. And every day. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we train to go shop and clean the house, go mop, do this, all this, wash, all this stuff. And God don't have a way to get into you. But he can give you a vision soon as you sit down. But we so trained, our minds are so trained to do these things all the time. We're brainwashed with them. It is almost impossible to teach or convince that one with the truth. One must turn that person over to God so that he, by the Holy Spirit, can convey truth to him through the communication of the Spirit's mind. You know, the Spirit has a mind. Your spirit has a mind. And his, thus, bypassing the physical senses, the spirit mind go past our physical senses. You know, I always tell y'all, your spirit man got a mind. And so, it's like this Holy Ghost, the Spirit. And so, he's always interceding for us. He will always lead us if we surrender and let him do what he's doing. This is how God reached, when he reached Saul. He heard and he looked into the supernatural world, and he was convinced forever. God still speaks by vision to people today whom he have chosen. There are different kinds of visions, y'all. You all know because we study in visions and dreams. Some are like reality. Some like a dream, and some are conveyed by thought patterns and mind pictures. So God will show you pictures. You know, God will show you different patterns and stuff, because I've seen different pictures, and I've seen the thought, just to sit down and think a thought pattern. Many people have visions and don't realize. They think it's just their imagination. Some of them think they just daydreaming. And that's when Satan gets to rob them of their vision through unbelief, because he knows that where there is no vision, the people perish. So we know that we have vision. God calling out David in the last days, let me turn this off, to follow him, just like his disciples. They didn't receive a salary. These two will have no salary, but their rewards will be very great. God have chosen you, us, like he chose David. And he have called you, us, by name. See, God want to use us, but we got so many other things that come before, that we put before God. I know we have to do this. I know we have to do that, but we always got to put God first in before everything that we do. We got to put God first. I don't care what it's about. We got to put God first. Make God the head of everything that you do. I don't care what it is. Make God first. And if you make God, he will lead you. He will talk to you. He will show you picture thoughts. He will show patterns and thought patterns. And he will show your mind pictures. He'll lead you and guide you in the way that you should go. That's what God would do. But a lot of us don't do that. And we don't always be thinking about that, because I'm not saying I always do. I'm not going to lie on God like I'm this and I'm that. I'm who God made me to be, and I'm trying to be as perfect and holy as he would have me to be. I am trying, and that's what we all have to do. We have to try to live holy and live right. We have to always be thinking on God and how God, we think God would do things. We can't do things any kind of way. We can't live any kind of way and think we still going to get in there with God. I don't care if we was holy last week and we start doing all other kind of stuff, God's going to turn his head, his nose. He is not going to let you do it. That's why I'm saying you can't sit around, you can't be lying every 2 minutes. You can't be out here chasing women or chasing men and fornicating and committing adultery and all this kind of. You cannot. You cannot do it. But God said, we have to put all of our trust in him. We have to seek him while he may be found. Call upon his name while he's near. We got to do this for God. God is such a good God. But he called and he chose us. He chose us just like he did David. When you have a calling on your life, you go through something. You go through suffering. God make it so that you go through something. Leaders just don't come up and be leaders. They made. Yeah, we born. Before we come out of our mother womb, he called us. So you know when you come into the world that you're going to go through some stuff. You're going to go through some stuff. But when God have a calling on your life, you already covered. You already covered. You're going to go through something. You're going to go through a test. You're going to go through a trial. But you got to, it ain't how you, the trial you go through is how you go through it. It's not the quality, it's the quantity. It's not the quantity, it's the quality of how you go through your tests and your trials. He said, if you suffer with me, you're going to reign with me. You're going to have to suffer in order to get where you need to be. A lot of us already been through it. A lot of us already been through the fire. When whatever he's doing, we got to trust in what he's doing with our life. Just like he did David. He had Saul to be king, but Saul was hard-headed, disobedient. So God fired him. Don't tell me God can't fire you, and he can still use you anyway. But he can fire you, the only person that can fire you. But he'll use you anyway. So Saul was disobedient. So God told him, you got to go ahead on. He told tell him to go on. Then he called David. And David was just a little old shrimply up little boy shepherd. But that's who God wants. He wants little broken vessels that he can mend and put back together and use them. He wants people that don't never think they're going to be used. Out here on the corners, prostitutes, all this kind of stuff, and watch God take them clean them up and put their word in his heart, in their heart, and use them for his glory, for his purpose, for his pleasure, and for his plan. That's what God will do, and that's what he did with David. He called David by his name, and he told David he was formed of the Holy Ghost. He anointed David for this calling, just like he's doing you for your calling. Through the visions of the lost, God called you. And through the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon you, powered you with his anointing. As long as you keep the vision of this needy world, if you keep it, because without the vision, the people are going to perish. But as long as you keep this vision of this needy world before you, he will keep you anointed and empowered and enable you to do all the works that he called you to do. Found David from among 8 brothers. He called David. He said he chose him and he anointed him. God can always find a man or a woman to use and choose them and use them. From multitudes of people. I know we wonder sometimes why he chose me, how he chose me, all these people in the world. But God know every hair that's upon your head, just like he know everything else about you. Know your heart right. He know if he can use you. He know. God knows. God knows. God is looking through the nations for those whom he can find and use for his purpose, whose hearts will be filled with faith and love and kindness to help his people for his pleasure. This is what God says. This is what we got to do. Called you, he already ordained you. He already anointed you. You was anointed while you was in your mother's womb before you even come out. Your destiny. I just thank God today that he can use broken vessels. He can use people. Oh, well, I done did this. I done did. God don't care what you done did. When he called you, he already ordained you. He can use anybody he wanted you. God can take a homeless man off the corner sleeping outside every day and clean him up. If he took Paul, he was persecuting the church, the Christians, taking them to jail, killing them, doing whatever. But he took Paul on the road to Damascus, and he had a blind experience. But when God got through with Paul, he got through with him, he became one of God's apostles, and God used Paul. Don't tell me that God can use Paul and he won't use you. We got to know that we have these callings on our lives. We got to expect to go through and suffer sometimes. We got to sacrifice sometimes. We got to give up some things. But God will use you. Whenever you get through, God will use you to his glory and to his purpose. And if his word is in you, and you in him, you can ask anything that you want. And he'll do it for you. God. But we have to know that when he sent his only begotten son to the cross to die for us, he sacrificed it for us. He loved us just that much. He loved us. So we know what we got to do. We got to hold on to our vision. Because without that, the people are going to perish. We got to do what God called us to do. Every chance we get, we can't let it slip up on us. We got to be found doing what God called us to do. We got to seek his face while he may be found. We got to call on his name while he's near. Has thou not known? Has thou not heard that the Lord and the creator of the ends of the earth fainteth not, neither is he weary, searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases their strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And when God sent his only begotten Son to the cross to die for your sins and my sins, that he suffered all night long. They beat him and whooped him all night long. They nailed nails in his hands and put nails in his feet and put a crown of thorn on his head. They beat him all night long. They spit in his face. They pulled hair out of his head. And he went to that cross. And he did not come down from that old rugged cross in the name of Jesus. And I'm glad today that Jesus did not come down. I'm so glad today that he didn't come down from the cross in the mighty name of Jesus. I just thank God today. But that's not the end, because God promised him, the Father promised him that he was going to raise him on the third day. So Jesus got up with all power in his hand, power to love, power to heal, power to deliver, power to set free. He gave him the keys to hell. He took the sting out of death. I know my God, my God, and I thank him today. I thank God today for dying for every one of my hangups, all of my mess, in the name of Jesus. I thank God today that he sent his only begotten Son to that old rugged cross. I thank God today that he healed my body. I thank God today that he was abused for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes I'm healed. I thank God I'm healed. I'm healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed by the words of my testimony. I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb. I'm healed. I thank God I'm healed. I'm delivered, and I'm set free. I thank God today. I thank God. I thank God, and you ought to thank God today, in the name of Jesus, for your calling, for your calling, for your calling, because one of these days, we're going to have to stand before that great white throne for the judgment seat of God. One of these days, we're going to have to be judged in the name of Jesus to see if our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I just thank God, and I thank God, and I thank God today. I give God praise, and I give him glory on today. I give God glory today. I thank God for the vision. But if you don't have the vision, the people perish. I don't care what happens. I don't care what happens. If you don't have the vision, keep the vision. Keep the vision. Because when you lose the vision, the people perish. You lose the people. Keep your vision for what you're doing. Stay in character on what you're doing. Because your reward don't come from man. Your reward come from the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I don't want these little pennies here. I want what God got for me. I want what he got for me. I thank God. Thank God on today. We're going to get ready to go into we're going to pray. I'm going to have a song, and we're going to pray. Praise and glory.
It feels cold and you feel alive, but hold on, better days are coming. It can be right in this world. I know it ain't easy, but hang on in there. I know better days are coming. You've been good, you've been bad, you've been happy and sad, but just remember that better days are coming. We'll leave you all by yourself, but don't cry, the better days are coming.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come today, Lord, just giving you praise today, Lord, and we come, Lord, because we're commanded to come. We come this morning in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we just come, Lord, and oh Lord, because we don't know, can't go to nobody else but you. In the name of Jesus, we don't have nobody, and we can call on them like we can call on you, Lord. And we come, Lord, to seek your face, Lord. And while you may be found, call on your name today, Lord. Why you're near today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord, just lifting your name up that all men may see. In the name of Jesus, I just come right now, praising you, Lord, and giving you glory today, and magnifying your name today. We come standing around the altar in our hearts, Lord. We just come, Lord, bound at your altar, Lord, and just giving you praise and thanking you now. Just magnifying your name, God, and just praising you just one more time. And come calling on your name, God. And oh, yes, Lord. And just thanking you, Lord. And thanking you right now. We know we're coming, Lord, because one of us needs you for one thing. And some of us need you for another. We just come right now. I'm calling on you. We come depending on you, God. We come this magnifying you. We don't know nobody else that can do what you do. Nobody can hold us like you can, Lord. And nobody can rock us like you can, Lord. And we just come, Lord, and bowing down, Lord, and just thanking you, God, and thanking you for how you watched over us all night last night and early this morning, Father. You touched us and you woke us up. We just give you praise, God, and we thank you, Lord, and we give you praise this afternoon, and we give you praise, God. And I just ask you today to bless everyone under the sound of my voice today, God. Oh, Lord, I'm asking you to cover them and their families, Lord, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels, Lord, all around about them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, bless your people all over this land and all over the earth. Your people, God, I'm calling on you tonight in the name of Jesus to ask you, Lord, to bless the people all over the earth, God. You know what we need, Lord, and you know what we stand in need of. I'm asking you, Lord, to cover them, Lord, in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels, God, all around about them, huh? In the name of Jesus, every apostle, Lord, every prophet, every bishop, every evangelist, every pastor, every preacher, every teacher, every missionary, in the name of Jesus, every priest that you call, Lord, and you ordain, Lord, and I'm asking you right now, Lord, to keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about them, in their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you're watching us, Lord. I know you're watching us, Lord. I know you're covering us, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. I just thank you today, God. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for how you're doing it. I thank you for keeping us covered. I thank you today, Lord, for all that you do, in the name of Jesus. I thank you how you rock us. I thank you how you feed us. I thank you for how you clothe us. I thank you for how you heal us. I thank you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you now to bless the truck drivers, bless the janitors, Lord, bless your people, bless the nurses, Lord, bless Trump, Lord, bless them, Lord, bless their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That man, that woman on the motorcycle, that man, that woman in their cars, cover the cars, Lord, in the blood of Jesus, and kept your angels all around about them, in the name of Jesus, to protect them. Bless the babies, bless the children, keep them all covered, bless the seed on today, in the name of Jesus. Bless the seed today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless the seed today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bless your seed today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you now to bless the children today, keep them all covered, under the blood of Jesus, your angels all around about them, to protect them, Lord, and protect them, Lord, and protect them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Then I ask you today, Lord, to cover Apostle Dean today, and cover Apostle Dean, Lord, cover his children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, keep them all covered up under the blood of Jesus, and keep your angels all around about them to protect them. Bless our siblings, and keep them all covered up, all of our sisters and brothers, and keep them covered, Lord, all of their children, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know him. We fight this enemy. We fight this enemy. But God, I ask you right now to bless every enemy, God, and bless these enemies, and forgive them for what they've done and said and done against us, God, and bless them with the blessing they stand in need of, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you today, in the name of Jesus, to bind up every witch, bind up every wizard, bind up every warlock, in the name of Jesus. Set fire to them, Lord, and burn them up today. Burn them, Lord, and burn them up, God, and burn them up right now, in the name of Jesus. Burn them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Every demon on assignment, your assignment is canceled. in the name of Jesus. You better tuck your tail and run right now. In the name of Jesus, I said tuck your tail. You got to bow at the name of Jesus. I said bow at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee gonna bow and every demon and everybody gonna confess that Jesus Christ is Lord on today. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, I just thank you. We thank you today. We thank you for visions. We thank you for visions. We thank you for visions. In the name of Jesus, if we don't have a vision, the people go perish. In the name of Jesus, I just give you glory. I give you glory. I give you glory. Bless our neighbors. Bless our cities, our states, Lord. Bless those that have rule over us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as he comes under those, let us down in the deep treasures of your wisdom and knowledge, God. In the name of Jesus, we need more, Lord, and I want more, Lord, and we need more, Lord, and I want more, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, oh, I want it, Lord, and I want more of your wisdom, and I want more of your knowledge. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise, God. And I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us. We just thank you for it. We thank you for being our companion, and we thank you for being our comforter. We thank you today, and we love you today. And Father, all these things we ask in Jesus' name and for your glory. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, and amen. I just thank and praise God for all that he's doing today and every day. I give God praise and I give him glory. Hallelujah. Yes, God, I just give God praise and glory. I just thank everyone that was on the radio broadcast on today. I give God praise. You know, God is just awesome. He's an awesome God. And I give him glory. And I give him praise on today. We're going to get ready to close out. I'm not going to hold you any longer. God is such a good God. And he's worthy to be praised from covered on today and every day. Lord, I thank you for the ones that was on today. I give you glory, Lord. I give you praise on today. I ask you to keep them all covered today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, I say you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. And God bless all of you all. You all stay encouraged and stay covered. God bless you. Have a good day. God loves you, and I love you too. Have a good day. Amen.